XXX, XXX, okay?
Last time, you remember, Space Commander X, Space Commander Stupid Larry, Glorfin, and Russian Dog were trapped inside their spaceship by a high-level pig-nosed radiation belt that threatened to destroy everything that begins with the letter W.
Big trouble, huh, Stupid Wary?
That's Larry, Space Commander
Wack. That's Space Commander Chuck, Stupid Wary.
No, Wack. No, Chuck. Larry. No Wary.
But we must be wary, Stupid Wary. Where are ye going?
I'm going to play with Glorf. I'm going to play with Glorf.
Don't wander, you waif. The radiation belt's gonna get ya.
But my name doesn't begin with W, Space Commander Wack.
No wonder they call you Stupid Larry, Stupid Wary. Just don't wander when you walk over to play with Glorf, the dead Martian walrus.
He's a dog, not a walrus. And what are you going to do?
I'm going to eat this Waldorf salad, see, and then... Where'd it go?
Oh, no, Space Commander Wack. The radiation belt has destroyed the Waldorf salad. Soon everything that begins with W will be gone. And what will we do?
Well, for one thing, you can start calling me Space Commander Chuck.
Space Commander Wack.
Chuck.
Check.
No checklist, Stupid Wary. Don't
check.
Say check.
Check.
No.
Okay, Space Commander Wack.
Chuck.
Chuck, Wack. Instead of trying to make it destroy everything else, why don't we destroy it?
Because what if we don't?
Well, at least we'll have tried.
Small consolation if you're destroyed, stupid wonton.
Come on, Space Commander Wack. Think.
Say what?
I said think.
Oh, yeah, think.
Think. Are you thinking?
Think. I am thinking. Just think about it. Don't you kind of miss the days when there were only six teams in the National Hockey League? Stupid
don't Larry? Think about that. Think about how to destroy the radiation belt before it destroys everything that begins with W.
Okay, I'll think. Let's see. The radiation belt only destroys things that begin with W, like that interstellar wigwam that used to be in this part of the universe. Now, for the moment, we're safe here in our spaceship, which we call Winchester, after my favorite character in MASH, so...
Winchester?
The spaceship we call Hot Lips, but I like Winchester better, stupid... Oh, I get it. With Winchester.
Right. Good. Okay. Hooray.
Tune in again next time for another daring space adventure with Space Commander Wack. Space Commander!
What we should have done was name the radiation belt Winchester. Then it would have destroyed itself.
You think you're so wise, don't you, Stupid Wary?
No, just a sharp cookie.
Well, I'm wise. I mean... I got it. Wise. You gotta watch it. Go. Whoopee!
Episode why.
Last time, you remember, Space Commander Wack, Space Commander Stupid Larry, Glorfin, and Russian Dog were under attack by hundreds and thousands of bad guys, each one wearing a black space helmet and each one bent on the destruction of Space Commander Wack. Hopelessly outnumbered and surrounded, our heroes face the inevitable.
I guess this is it, Space Commander Wack. The end.
Don't be such a warthog, Stupid Larry. The episode's just getting underway. See, Norris
Space
just
Commander
talked.
Wack,
that's the beginning.
Look out
of those
porthole,
bad guys get those
and
matching uniforms?
That's what I mean if you just
what?
Look out the porthole.
Look out the porthole. Well, okay, if it'll make you happy. Holy cow, Stupid Larry! We're surrounded! We've got to bail out, abandon ship, take it on the lam, Amscray!
I'll get the escape pod ready, my fearless leader.
Aren't you forgetting something, Stupid Larry?
Space Commander Wack, all the bad guys in this section of the galaxy are closing in on us. We have to make good our escape. Come on.
First things first, Stupid Larry.
Oh, you don't mean another checklist, do you?
None other than, Stupid.
Okay, let's hurry things up here. Come on.
Okay, ready?
Check.
Glorf's dead Martian dog crunchies?
Check.
Clean aluminum foil undies?
Check.
Canned oatmeal tree bark?
Check.
Badly flawed suit of armor?
Chink.
Blackboard writing devices?
Talk.
Troubles?
Check.
Old kit bag?
Check.
Three smiles?
Check.
My mom?
Check. Mom?
Space Commander's son.
Mom, what are you doing in my checklist?
Remember when I visited you on Space Commander Mother's Day? And that nice girl, Bagels Yuckapuck, was here.
You mean Bubbles Yuka...
Don't correct your mother! Anyway, you told me to wait in here, and so I did.
But, Mom, that was months ago.
That's what mothers are for.
Yes?
So how's your little friend starving, Leroy?
Stupid,
don't Don't correct your mother.
But you're not my...
Don't correct my mother.
And how's your pet Vesuvian fish?
That's dead, Marsh. Fine.
Now,
fine fish,
just
right?
Where were you off to in such a hurry?
Oh, yeah, well, we're under attack and all this stuff, see, by these bad guys, Mom, and... Well, they won't leave me alone,
we'll
honey.
We'll see about that. Quick, Space Commander, son, cover me with the Jiffy Wiffy Death Dealers. Streaking Leftist, open the airlock. I am going to have a word with those boys.
Whatever you say, ma'am.
Stupid Larry, Mom doesn't have a spacesuit on. No aluminum foil or anything.
No wonder they call you stumpy, lumpy, sturgeon lymph nodes. It's cold out there.
At least you're all right.
Yes, and those bad guys won't bother you anymore.
Gee, what did you do?
The mother has her way.
You couldn't come up with a believable ending either, huh, Mom?
Don't sass your mother. Shouldn't that nice announcer, you're so narc, be saying something now? How is he anyway?
I'm fine, Mrs. Wack. Ow!
That's Ms. Wack, Yurgle Nurgles.
Next time for another daring space adventure with Space Commander Wack! Space Commander!
Well, I've dismantled your mother, Space Commander Wack, and just in time.
You put her all in the little boxes. Be sure to dust off that eyelid before you put it in the drawer.
Episode ZZZZZZ.
Space Commander Wax, Space Commander Stupid Larry, Dwarfton, and Russian Dog were celebrating a blessed event.
Oh, joy! The Space Buddy membership dues have tripled, Stupid Larry. It's a celebration. Watch me dance. Watch
That's
me work.
Great, Space Commander Wack. Have you noticed Glorf? He's been acting really
short. Let me see. With all this money, I can finally afford a season ticket to the Blancho Dome Games on Rizbot.
Yeah, that's good. But have you seen over there?
I can bribe the Nazgul on Grib, you know.
Glorf is over
there. Ooh, I could buy Earth.
See, something's wrong with Glorf.
I can give your Signarge a big raise.
Sure, but to see
Wait a minute. Huh? What? Strike that line from the script.
Which line?
The line about giving Yurzik Nurge a raise.
Oh, okay. That gives me two lines in a row.
Oh, that's okay. I don't mind. Go ahead.
Okay. Something's wrong with... Sure, but...
See? They just made you sound stupid, Stupid Larry. You can do two lines in a row anytime you want, as long as they make you sound stupid, Stupid Larry.
Space Commander Wade.
Yeah, that's a good one. I like that one.
Look at Glorf.
Oh, okay. Which one?
That's just it.
Right. And it, too, And it, what?
I think Glorf had dead Martian puppies, Space Commander Wack.
All over the... Get away from my shoes. Aren't they cute, though? Congratulations, Glorf.
You mean you don't mind? I thought you'd be really upset.
Drown him, would you, Stupid Larry? Down, boy, or whatever? Down!
Space Commander Wack, I don't think we can say boy or whatever anymore, because Glorf went over...
I don't care what you call him. Just get her off my face. My teeth are caving in.
I think Glorf's upset because you wanted to get rid of his dead Martian puppies. He seems Gosh, aren't they cute?
Only you would call something cute that sounds like rocks being thrown at an old man, Stupid Larry.
Tune in again next time for another daring space adventure with Space Commander Wack.
That's it? The episode's over and we still have these stupid puppies around?
Oh, they grow up fast, Space Commander Wack. See, they're already big as bathtubs.
Big as bathtubs? That's a stupid expression, Stupid.
They're still mad at you, though. Bathtubs never forget.
Oh, where's my Mr. Bubble?
This is either episode AAA... seven A's or a number. I'm not sure which yet.
Last time, you remember Space Commander Wack, Space Commander Stupid Larry, Dwarfton, and Martian Dog had spotted a new trend in music, dead Martian Dog music. It was becoming all the rage in the universe. Also becoming all the rage was Space Commander Wack, because Glorf was now a superstar.
I'm enraged. I don't care what anyone says. I don't believe Glorf can be a star. It's just... Inhuman.
Of course it's inhuman, Space Commander Wack. It's dead Martian dog music. Glorf is everywhere on the radio. Just listen.
Okay.
Yes, you too can have your own copy of Glorf's greatest hits. Hits like... And of course, Glorf's ever-popular... And Glorf's biggest seller to date... This offer may never again be repeated, but chances are you'll be hearing it till you can recite it in your sleep. Just send $9.99 to... Post Office Box 2112, Phobos Plaza, Mars. Do it today!
Space Commander Wack, what are you doing?
I'm trying to figure out a way to capitalize on this sudden windfall. Let me... Glorf needs management, Stupid Larry, that's it. And I feel it's my place to give our fuzzy little comrade a... Well, he used to be fuzzy, and he's gaining weight. We should guide Glorf through the hazardous rigors of success, keeping him away from the slime merchants and various riffraff.
Ooh, do you think we can spot that rancid scum?
Spot him? I'm on a first-name basis with most of them. While working for 10%, I think...
Oh, Space Commander Wack, you mean you'd be willing to work for the Standard Commission? 10%?
No wonder they call you Stupid Larry, Stupid Larry. I don't get 10%. Glorf does. Space buddies, don't be like Stupid Larry. No special reason. Just don't be like Stupid Larry. Now, grab Grandfather's coin collection and fix it to a Moribund Christopher Cross and send it to me, Space Commander Wack, Super Agent! That's enough for the space. Narge, wake up. Set up the transition scene to the backstage of the concert so we can get on with the big concert. You know,
okay,
we'll be backstage. You do the transition scene.
Okay, right.
We'll be...
Okay, here it is.
Okay, hurry.
The scene is now changing. Yes, it's changing. Okay, the transition is now complete. I thank you.
Was that really Glorf in that dressing room? He looked so different.
Yeah, like that costume, all those spangles and beads. All the big stars dress like that.
Yeah, what was that white stuff under his snout?
I fed him a sugar donut. It's nearly showtime, you know.
Space Commander Wack, I think you should know something.
Not now, stupid. I'm about to give birth to a dead star.
But Space Commander Wack, you really ought to...
Stow it. I got to go out on stage and... Wait. Where is everybody?
I've been trying to tell you the dead Martian dog music craze is as dead as Glorf is.
Jeez, you know how much I spent on those sugar-coated donuts? Ah, fish witches! Well, turn on the radio and let's see what the trend is now. We got this hall rented.
At long last, because you wanted to hear it, Stupid Larry's greatest hits. Hits like...
Space Commander Wack, Space Commander Wack, we're under attack by crumb people of the day-old bread planet.
And, of course, this one...
Space Commander Wack, we're doomed.
And Stupid Larry's greatest hit...
Not another checklist, Space Commander Wack.
Have you been holding out on me, Stupid Larry?
Well...
Tune in again next time for another daring space adventure with Space Commander Wack.
Let's not forget, Stupid Larry, my greatest hits.
Oh, no, it's
hits like this one.
No, no.
And this one. And this one. Hit me with your best shot.
Oh, hit me. Don't sing.
Okay.
Don't sing. Remind me to ask how I'm supposed to be slating these.
We're selling matchsticks on Glombo 9, part of a daring space adventure army of Earth's secret mission to get rid of the matchsticks.
Matchsticks, matchsticks, get your red hot matchsticks here.
Buy a matchstick.
You can't start a fire without a matchstick.
How about a matchstick for the ladies?
Hey, how about a matchstick? Hey, buddy, buy one for your mom, huh? Hey, you, native of this planet, buy matchsticks from me or I'll blow you up.
No, sorry, buddy, I don't want it.
Okay. Well, Stupid Larry, how about a game of handball now?
Space Commander Wack, you just destroyed a planet, ending in a second a civilization that grew and prospered for thousands of years. How can you think about playing handball?
Oh, gosh. You're right, Stupid Larry. Here's what we'll do. We'll observe a minute of silence in memory of Glombo 9, that dearly departed planet.
Oh, no, I was thinking more in terms of financial restitution for the survivors.
Hey, watch that financial restitution stuff. Just a moment of silence. That'll do just fine, Stupid Larry.
Okay.
Okay, ready?
Ready. 3, 2, 1, begin moment of silence.
Oh, give me a home.
Space Commander Wack, quiet. Shh. Quiet. Quiet. Moment of silence, Space Commander.
What?
Shh, quiet. Moment of silence.
Oh, moment of silence. Is it over?
No. Now we have to start all over.
Well, can we play handball now?
Quiet, Space Commander Wack. We're doing it again.
Carf, fetch the stick.
Space Commander Wack, you did it again. Be quiet.
Now you've done it, Stupid Larry. Here we are trying to have a moment of silence for that poor planet that blew up so tragically and unexpectedly, and you ruin it. Aren't you ashamed of yourself, Stupid Larry?
Gosh, Space Commander Wack, yeah, I'm really ashamed.
Oh, good, I'll put my gun back in my holster then. Well, don't be ashamed. It's no big deal, really. I mean, Glombo 9. Say, if you don't want to play handball, how about a game of spine mitten?
Spider.
No, over, yeah, back and forth. How about some slow pitch soft hit?
Oh, no, no.
Yeah.
Tune in again next time for another daring space adventure with Space Commander Wax. Space Commander!
What do we do here?
This is right. Where we ad lib.
Oh, we. Oh, I'm good at that, right?
To write any ad lib?
Here. Oh, wait, I'm good at ad-libbing. Let's just ad-lib.
Matchsticks! Get your matchsticks!
Maybe you're right. Matchsticks!
Get your matchsticks!
Episode for 3882.
You remember Space Commander Wax, Space Commander Stupid Larry, and Worf the Dead Martian Dog were arguing about Stupid Larry's decision to become an evil maniac.
I've decided to become an evil maniac now, Space Commander Wax.
Well, wait a minute. I thought of it first, Stupid Larry.
I don't care. I'm evil.
That's the stupidest evil laugh I ever heard, Stupid Larry.
I'm new at evil laughs, Space Commander Wax. How's it go?
Well, something like this, I think.
Are you sure? I always thought it was more from down here, see, in the diaphragm, more kind of...
No, Stupid Larry, I'm sure it's more... ...ish.
Well, I don't know.
No, hey, guys, maybe if he tried it with his teeth a little closer together like this.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead, try that, Stupid Larry.
No, you're breathing too much.
Oh, okay.
Wait a minute, Stupid Larry, just do it your own way. Too much advice from us could cramp your style, you know? No two evil maniacs are alike, just find a style that, you know, that you're comfortable with.
Oh, thank you, Space Commander Wax. I take it then it's okay with you if I leave your employ, huh?
What? You'd better leave my employ, Stupid Larry, and anything else that you have that belongs to me.
No, that's not what I meant.
But here, take these stupid medals and these trophies. This trophy. It should have been mine, Stupid Larry. Just get them out of my sight, okay?
Well, okay then. See ya, Space Commander Wack.
You still here?
I'm off now to be evil.
Well, I hope the training I've given you pays off.
We'll be enemies now.
Right. Fire three! There. I've wiped out the evil Stupid Larry. That ought to get me this trophy back. All right.
Hi, Space Commander Wack. You missed.
Rats. No trophy.
Space Commander Wack, I'm not evil.
You're good then. I can get a trophy for missing you.
I could never make it on my own. I'm nothing without you, Space Commander Wack.
No wonder they call you Stupid Larry, Stupid Larry. Space buddies, don't be like Stupid Larry. Never say I'm nothing without you, Space Commander Wack. Have a more positive idea of your own self-worth. You're worth nothing, period. So you won't need those useless gold fillings. Spit them out, paste them to a giant redwood. Whittle that giant redwood into 1-inch chips. Stuff the chips into a Neil Diamond record jacket. And send those diamonds to me, Space Commander Wack. Space Commander!
Space Commander Wack! Space Commander Wack! We're being attacked by the forces of evil!
Whose side are you on, Mr. Larry?
Yours, Space Commander Wack, the side of truth, brotherhood, love, peace, and understanding.
Oh, rats, I could have had an easy trophy.
Tune in again next time for another daring space adventure with Space Commander Wack! Space Commander!
See, my plan all along was to pretend I was evil and spy on the enemy.
Well, it should be easy now, Stupid Larry. Look, they're all around us.
They can't get blindfolded off.
Hey, guys, can I have a cigarette first? Guys?
Episode D7.
Last time, you remember, Space Commander Wax, Space Commander Stupid Larry, Lord the Dead Martian...
Patio furniture, yes, 7 acres of patio furniture, all under one roof. And hundreds of uniformed salespeople ready to serve you at Uncle Beano's
alligator farm in the midst of exotic, mysterious, and mostly unexplored
New Jersey. And we'll fly you there with hundreds of flights daily to Newark, Camden, Phoenix, flight after flight, leaving 52 times an hour, taking off almost constantly for New Jersey. And then all getting there almost simultaneously, becoming a huge lump of crushed metal directly over...
Space Commander Wack, who had successfully avoided capture by selling Stupid Larry into slavery.
Stand up straight, Stupid Larry. Don't slouch.
Yes, Space Commander Wack.
Hey, be a good slave, Stupid Larry. Try to make me proud.
I promise to do my duty, to do my best.
Ouch!
Oh, now that's good posture, Stupid Larry. Bye. Have fun as a slave, little buddy.
Goodbye, Space Commander X. Thank you for this new career opportunity.
Yeah. Bye. What's your name? Gee, what now? Don't need any more pomegranates. Well, I'll see what's on the other channel.
And meanwhile, in New Jersey, airplanes continue to fall out of the sky, causing many patio furniture complexes to close early. And
Art, it looks like the entire Tiger basketball team is now surrounded the referees. And hey, they may be doomed, Art.
Right you are. After all, there's 12 of those big, healthy college kids, a couple real aircraft carriers, and only two smallish old guys in striped...
Cucumbers. Cucumbers delivered to your door daily in huge, gleaming, refrigerated diesel trailer rigs. Each mouth-watering cuke dumped lovingly on your lawn. Tons of gherkins piled with care in your driveway under the burning, hot summer sun.
Oh, I just love cable television.
Imagine yourself in this beautiful four-bedroom bombed-out home. Too expensive? No problem.
Hi, this is Jack again on my show, Jack Talks to Retired Librarians. You know, my Jack, I'm Jack. Today's guest comes from...
Shoes. Look at all these shoes. Wait a minute. Those aren't shoes. They're not there. Oh, no.
Well, back to work, space buddies.
Tune in again next time for more exciting space adventures with Space Commander X.
Hang on, Space Commander Wax. I'll save you from the dragon.
Dragon?
Gee, I was surprised, too. Let me draw my
huge sword. Don't cut me with a sword, Stupid Larry.
Episode E7.
Last time, you remember, Space Commander Wax, Space Commander Stroke with Larry, Dwarf the Dead Martian Dog, were the last hope of Earth. The forces of evil had completely overrun the entire universe except for Earth. What's more, the entire daring space adventure army of Earth had been wiped out, except for one small beacon of light on Earth, one last bastion of justice on Earth, one gallant defender of civilization on Earth, the spaceship we call the Spaceship, under the heroic command of Space Commander Wax.
Hey, listen to this, Stupid Larry. From Natchez to Mobile, from Memphis to St. Yo. See these little colored notes tell you just what holes to blow in. Isn't that neat, Stupid Larry?
Space Commander Wax, don't play the harmonica now. Save the Earth now instead.
Isn't it amazing how my mail-order harmonica got through to me despite all this war and evil and stuff going on?
Space Commander Wax, the evil and tyranny are everywhere now.
Don't talk to me about tyranny, you little fuzzy thing. Have you finished licking my boots yet?
Space Commander Wax, the Earth is doomed. Good as lost to evil.
What? Are you sure?
Well, it sure looks that way anyway.
Well, then that means you're psychic, Stupid Larry. Huh? Quick, use your psychic powers to save the Earth.
I'm not psychic, Space Commander Wack.
You're not? Ooh, wow, that means that you can tell what's not going to happen next.
You're not going to be a space commander much longer if you're taken prisoner or worse.
Or worse, take my harmonica. No, I can still be a space commander even if they take away my mail-order harmonicas.
All Earth's depending on us. We got to put up a fight against the overwhelming forces of evil, no matter how hopeless the odds are.
Hey, another thing that's not going to happen next. Well, you're a great non-psychic, Stupid Larry. Here, let me try. I'm not psychic either.
Space Commander Wack, you don't seem to understand.
Ooh, here's one.
Exactly.
It will turn out that Gorf the Dead Martian Dog is not a better singer than me. Go on, Gorf, sing. See? I'm right. Glorf can't.
From Memphis to St. Joe.
Sing? Hey, wait a minute. He can't sing.
Space Commander Wack, your time could be better spent vanquishing.
Well, so far I only got one wrong as a non-psychic, Super Larry. That's pretty good. Ooh, here's my next prediction of what won't happen. It's coming to me now. The Earth won't start revolving the other way on its axis.
You were wrong, Space Commander Wack.
I'm gonna be sick. Oh, rats, wrong again.
Space Commander Wack, you've been wrong every time.
I'm a bad non-psychic, Stupid Larry. I can't predict things that won't happen. But wait a minute. That must mean I'm a non-psychic, a double negative, which means I can't not predict what won't be unhappening, which means I'm psychic.
Oh, please, Space Commander Wack, the forces of evil
are getting... I'm tired of your whimpering, Stupid Larry. You want forces of evil? I'll give you forces of evil. Here it comes. I predict that the forces of evil will wipe out the universe, enslave everybody, and make joy and sunshine a thing of the best. Nothing can stop them.
Space Commander Wack, the forces of evil, they've retreated.
Oh, doggone it, stupid Larry. None of my predictions are coming
the
false.
The universe is saved. You're a hero, Space Commander Wack.
Okay, here then, stupid Larry. I took your wallet. I want to give it back now.
What?
Tune in again next time for another daring space adventure with Space Commander Wack. Space Commander!
Okay, stupid Larry. You go down about 5 yards, fake left, go right, and then explode upfield, and I'll hit you with the bomb.
Wait a minute. Okay. This doesn't make any sense, Space Commander Wack. First you take my wallet, now we're playing football. How do we get in a football game?
Stupid Larry, you dole. I told you to explode upfield. Now you got me all dirty. I won't impress those cheerleaders. Oh, bubble! I love your outfit. Nice boots.
Episode F7.
Last time, you remember, Space Commander Wack, Space Commander Stupid Larry, Glorf the Dead Martian Dog, had escaped the oily clutches of the evil gasket people from Flywheel 7 when their spaceship known as the Junk Heap, crashed into a renegade asteroid dispatched by the hordes of Gurgle the Barbarian. The spaceship was now damaged and solely dependent on the leadership of Space Commander Wack, Space Commander, to save our heroes.
Stupid Larry. No sense calling him Stupid Larry, Stupid Larry. He's not here. I'll have the weasel up for deserting his post. No, yeah. I'll have him up for dinner.
Where is
no,
him? I mean, yes, where is Stupid Larry, Stupid Larry? Right. Why did he desert his post? For that answer, we now go to Stupid Larry's private quarters, which closely resemble a cardboard box.
Wait a minute, wait.
Get the cardboard box. Woe is me.
Oh, woe is me. Woe is me. My career as a sidekick is in ruins. My life, yes, but a shambles. Fifi has left me for a slow salesman from Killarney.
Slot salesman.
My father's career as a jello wrestler was cut short when he ran out of jello to wrestle. Life, but a walking shadow. Where is thy victory, death? Police, where is thy sting?
With Stupid Larry and the spaceship both crumbling bit by bit, the ever-hilarious Glorf was doing his bit. After that short respite for comedy relief, R-O-L-A-N-E-S, we now go to engineering where the chief and his young apprentice, Tommy, try to piece the spaceship back together.
Wait a minute, Art. We don't have a chief or a Tommy in the... No, we don't have any in the episode. No.
Didn't you guys get the memo from network programming?
What memo?
No, wait a minute.
They want us to go to the ensemble format. You know, lots of characters, lots of development.
Oh, I get it. That way, even if you're rating flop, the critics love you.
Yeah, that's
you bribe
it,
the critics.
Ah, well, that's well and good, old foreman of my construction site. But we're out of people to play the parts.
No wonder they call you Stupid Larry, Stupid Larry. We'll improvise. You be the chief and I'll be Tommy.
Okay.
Okay, all right, I'm Tommy now. Can you fix it? Tommy. I'm a man of a thousand words. Can you fix it?
This is the chief speaking. Ah, it looks mighty good. The jib is jubbed. The broiler is boiled. And the right front tires is going soft.
Yeah, right. Oh, wait, I'm Tommy. Right after the warranty expires, too. Gee.
Meanwhile, on another deck, rash but confused Space Cadet John ponders his fate.
You want to be Space Cadet John?
I'll be John. Okay. Get my John voice. Here's another voice. Listen to this, Jersey. The flames leap higher, the sun grows dimmer, but all is not lost. Yes, still, as I ponder, weak and weary, in my little den, the den with the new paneling. Yes, I've got new paneling in here, and nice shag
carpeting.
Yeah,
it's carpeting. Real good, okay. Suddenly, appearing on the bridge, fresh from another series, is lovely Mary Lovely.
I got it. Oh, thanks.
Yes, I've got new paneling in here.
Where are you? And I really need you, Vance. This is an extremely long beach, California.
When what to my wondering eyes appear, a jolly old elf and 8 tiny reindeer.
What? Wait a minute. Who's behind all this madness? I know. I bet it's the evil droid Donahue. Nope, guess not.
Tune in again next time for another daring space adventure of Space Commander Wack! Space Commander! And listen for the further adventures of lovely Mary Lovely.
Hey, hold it, Nard.
Where are you? And I really need you, Vance. This is an extremely long beach, California. is an extremely long
book. She's bound to get popular than you are, Wag.
Right here.
Are you sure Ingrid Bergman was going to do this?
Just do the line, please.
Oh, very well. That's all, folks. How was that?
Just fine, Kenny. Thank you.
You haven't seen my other Oscar, have you? I think I dropped it in the pond.